it's not an advocacy message. It's basically the reality. The problem is that there has been a lot of linkages between the 2007, 2008 with the current crisis, and the situations are pretty different.
So what's different now compared to the food crisis of a few years ago?
In this case, despite of the problems of Russia and the reduction of supply in Russia and the closing of the borders in terms of exports of wheat, there is still sufficient grains available, and there is also sufficient stocks, around 50 million metric tons more than the 2007-2008. The prices of the other commodities, which in the 2007-2008 were increasing substantially, have not increased at those levels, which means corn, soybeans, and also the price of oil is $75 per barrel, which before it was 130-something.
So explain how giving a lot of attention to the rise in wheat prices might hurt the poor.
The issue why we think there is a problem and why we are trying to bring some facts is to say to people, okay, calm down, because the problem is if there is a lot of pressure through media or through news telling that we are in the same crisis as before, what could happen is that some countries could get into a nervous situation, internal politics could affect decisions, and therefore they could decide to follow what Russia has done and put in export bans and so on. And then, of course, that could create a problem.
Now, you also say that bad weather, which, if recalled, is a perennial wild card in agriculture and commodity markets, has not hit all producers. Would you explain?
Yes, that's true, because basically what we are trying to say is that in some countries, like in Russia, we had a problem, but in others, we are having a bumper harvest, like in the case of the U.S. In the case of Australia, the problem of locusts seems to be controlled, and the weather is okay right now, so there is enough supply, the same in Canada. So we don't see weather affecting all at the same time, and therefore what is lost in one side can be compensated in the other side. The problem is when you have a significant problem across the whole country, like what happened in Pakistan, for example. But again, in Pakistan, the flood happened after the harvest, so the harvest was already stored, and we don't have any news, at least, that shows that the stored wheat has been damaged, so it shouldn't affect the current harvest.
What about the recent riots in Mozambique over the rise in food prices?
Another example of how things get distorted was what happened in Mozambique. What happened in Mozambique basically was a response of the government increasing control prices, prices that were fixed by the government, not fixed by the market, in a significant amount, and this includes prices of electricity, prices of water, and prices of bread. But it had nothing to do with what happened in the wheat market at the global level. The reason behind is that there was a significant devaluation with respect to the currency in South Africa, so from the Metallica to the Rand, which was huge. And therefore, given that most of their imports come from South Africa and the government is controlling the prices, of course they have a deficit that they have to cover. But if you look to what happened outside, everybody was blaming this to wheat. And what happened with the price of water? What happened with the price of fuel? It was completely linked to the food crisis, and those kinds of things doesn't make, honestly, too much sense.